Good morning on this July 25th, 2013, or 2013 as it were. And I'm up right now trying to understand something. As a lot of you may or may not know, Time Warner Cable, which is our cable company in my particular area, they are threatening to drop CBS from their lineup in three major markets. As a matter of fact, pretty much all the major ones. The New York market, the Dallas market, and here in my area, the Los Angeles television market, which means if an agreement isn't reached in the next 15 minutes, from what I've been reading, Time Warner Cable could drop CBS from its lineup. Now here's the question I have about that, and this is what I don't understand. I thought that at a bare minimum, all cable providers were required to carry the local market channels. In other words, the over-the-air locals that you would get your local news from and such like that. For example, KCBS 2, NBC 4, okay, NBC in my case, KABC 7, all that. I thought they were required to carry those. I guess this is no longer the case. I read something about the 1992... Cable Telecommunications Act, something or other, but I didn't quite understand it. I guess there's must carry stipulations, but I guess those go out the window if you request retransmission fees, which I guess the network as a whole is doing. The CBS network as a whole is wanting retransmission fees, which, you know, when you're I don't know, that part of that seems a little bit silly when they're a big, ginormous network like CBS. I don't know if they really need retransmission fees. I mean, like, because what if there's a major, like, earthquake or incident going on and you need to look at local... I mean, you've got... all the networks would be covering it in that case, but the point is you got local channels, and in our case, Channel 2 is usually the CBS affiliate, and... from what I'm reading, that may not be the case in about 15 minutes. Although with the amount of viewers that it has, I have a feeling that it's not going to happen. All these scare tactics are designed to... all they're designed to do is really raise cable rates and claim that it's for your benefit. You know, you'll lose the channels otherwise. But really, can they actually drop CBS from their lineup? And how involved is that process? I mean, is it a manual thing where somebody has to go in and tell it to not be carried on that channel anymore? Or can it automatically happen, like right at 9 a.m. Eastern when the contract expires? Boom, there it goes. There goes CBS, you know. Is that what's going to happen? Or, you know, how can they even... I thought it was illegal for them to drop, you know, local channels from the lineup. I could see them dropping, like, pay channels. Like, I know a while back, I think there was a thing with Nickelodeon, I seem to recall, for a while there. I think Nickelodeon on DirecTV or somewhere didn't have... you couldn't watch them for a few days. And they usually end up resolving these things one way or another. But that I can understand, because that's not a over-the-air channel. That's a channel that comes down by satellite. But your locals in a given market, those are generally received by antenna, I think. Are they not? I mean, couldn't they just carry the channel anyway, even after maybe drop national programming? I don't know. Just questions to ponder as we get incredibly close to the what's supposed to be the deadline. Me, personally, I don't think anything's going to happen, but we'll have to watch and see. I just can't see them dropping CBS from all the major markets, or at least all the major markets that, you know, matter. L.A. and New York and Dallas are the ones that I know about. So we'll just see what happens, I guess. But, you know, how can they just drop CBS like that? I mean, can they? Is it legal? Just strange stuff.